Beginn der Gorn Davon, sech des Jumma, Daf Ein, beginnt Amit Beis, beginnt Pes and Masla, beginnt with the Gemara, ve'achkach, Sohan Nas Bachutz, then comes the Higot that's done on the outside, ve'achkach, El Ve'elam, and then comes the ram of the Kohen and the ram of the people, ve'achkach, Imur Chattas, and then comes the sacrificial parts of the Chattas. Now, Peres Rashi, Rashi explains, Kulu B'tfilah Shlishis, according to this opinion, all of these were done with the third Tfilah, and there was nothing really essentially that was brought then with the Tomash Rabbein Abayim by the fifth Tefillah, because all these things were either brought earlier or here by the third Tefillah. It says, but that does not seem to be correct to me. Because in the Hidr Milel, although we previously said the Mesin Lamasakanta, that although our Mishnah was not fixed up, but we didn't say that it's mistaken. It just didn't tell us all the details, but not that there's any errors. Now, v'hadle karlo misakenta. Why we're not calling it misukin? L'fish ein hased mafurish, but because the whole order is not explicit in it. Problem is l'pirish Rashi, but according to Rashi, b'raisa kocha pliga masnitin. The b'raisa obviously is disagreeing with the Mishnah. The masnitin, because the Mishnah told us how he craved them tumas rabbein abayim, that there were things that were brought with the tumas rabbein abayim. So l'pirish Rashi, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, nothing was brought to Tumas Rabbein Abayim, because he says that even the Sar Nasa B'chutz and the Murchatas were all brought to El and the Elam by the third field, was it by the fifth? According to Rashi, the Mishnah is also Mishabeshta, because it has halacha that's not correct. You're right. You have to go ahead and make an interruption, because you have to have Chamesh Tefillos and Asar HaGidushin. But how do you know it's going to be with the El Ve'elam? Maybe do it with Sohan Asa B'chutz. And that's the taste is now Bahashla Kochoch L'Rabbi Eliezer L'Parach. Obviously, the question is not going according to Rabbi Eliezer, because the Hakim in this really of it, since he says you do it as the order of the Pesukim, obviously, his ram and the ram of the people, which I said before the Sar, obviously, mafsik lehu. It's that's going to be in between the avodas hapanim. Okay, the Tanya Hacha, like we learned here in the Brisa. Hello, Karach leBekiva. Rather, obviously, we're going according to Bekiva that he says over here that by the third tefillah, which that's what interrupts in the avodas of the Big Day 11, that it would bring the Sar Hanasa B'chutz and the Eloi Ve'ela Amen Murchatas. That's according to whom Parak the Gemara is asking and saying, oh, Dilma B'sar Luchadim mafsik lehu. Okay, maybe we're stopping it only with the Sar Hanasa B'chutz. And all in the mafsikul number el be'elam. How do you know it's interrupted with his ram and the ram of the people? Maybe that was done with the tumas rabbein abayim. Now, b'hashla pirush Rashi. Now, according to Rashi, kimishan, when the Gemara answers and says no, because the pasuk b'yosav asos yelosav eloisam mechulu, that it says that the first thing that's going to be done is his ram and the ram of the people, which according to Rashi holds that the murchatas were sacrificed with the his ayal and the ayal on by the third tefillah. So I can't come back and take shalach, but you still have a difficulty. Okay, maybe only those two yamavsik. How do you know? As we're saying, this third thing of murchatas was also brought here by this hafsik. Vayit koshli, this is also difficult to me. Why are we calling, this is mesukin, where everything tells us where it's supposed to be. But we could ask a question even on this version, like we have in the Mishnah, and that is, iyim murchatas. Are the sacrificial parts of Chatzis created with tefillah shlishes by the Eil ve'Elam? Is it brought with the third tefillah with the Eil and the Elam? Or by the Tumas Rabbein Abayim? Or is it brought with Tumid Shabbein Abayim by the fifth tefillah? It's not clear. So I can't really rather say, so it appears to me, De Muri Chatzis created in Tumid Shabbein Abayim. It's actually brought with Tumas Rabbein Abayim. Not like Rashi, who said that's brought in the third tefillah. And the Rebbe Kiva de Masnit and Hacha Purushay. The words of Rebbe Kiva in the Mishnah is like this. After Blazer said that the seven lambs were brought with the Eil and the Elam of the third tefillah, and Rebbe Kiva comes to disagree and he holds, yeah, im tamet shel shachar yikrevin akvasim. It was brought with the tamet shel shachar, was brought the lambs, upar ho'elo, and that's because it says, melvad elas ha'biker, which tells us that the Masafim were right after tamet shel shachar, v'so ha'nas b'chutz, and the higo that's done on the outside, karv achikah b'zmanim elu ve'elam, that was brought in his time with the ram and the ram of the people by the third tefillah, because it says, melvad chatas ha'kipurim, which you have to have it right after the Soha Pnimi, which was by the second tefillah. Now, the Hayt Leketani in this, that he would not say Elo ve'Eloam, and Mishum Dibli Ezem Moideloi Behud the Betfilah Shleishah, because Rabbi Eliezer agrees to him that this was by the third tefillah. So So Rabbi Akiva didn't have to go ahead and repeat it because that was already said by Rabbi Eliezer. Umay detani, and this we say in the Mishnah that after the words v'sar hanas b'chutz, that how you craved them tomash ben abayim, that was brought in the tomash ben abayim, what he actually means to say is they murichatas, which that was brought by the fifth tefillah. This is what he's saying. Oh, that krovas acher is craving them tomash the erev. There was other sacrifices that were brought with the tomash ben abayim. What was that? That was the murichatas. Why don't we tell you this? Not in either one of the opinions of the Tanoim. Shemeshim to love carbon shalom, maybe because it's not really a full carbon, because the kfar nizik adam tefillah shniya, the blood of it, of the chatas, of the sar l'Hashem, was already sprayed by the second tefillah. Therefore, wasn't considered significant to count it and to mention it. That's only the conclusion of the carbon. It's not even avodah that's makom the kapar, because the inu atzma shlehuk drei mur in kasher, because the parmas even the sofim, even if you don't sacrifice the mur at all, are going to be kasher, and therefore that's why it wasn't explicitly mentioned. Now, moreover, says Tosafot, if there is the masnitin yesh lafarish, you could explain delay polika tan bishmol. You could say it doesn't disagree with this tana tan bishmol. And this is what he's saying. It says in the pasuk, v'yatzav asa elavelam, he's going to go ahead and do by the third tefillah his ram, the ram of the people. So do they murm of the chatas. Elo, the sharinu, mitaim of the precious. But it's just, we left it over, they murm chatas, for the reason that we explained, because it's not really a real carbon, it's only the finishing of the carbon. And this is in the Mishnah after that, and that the seven lambs, this is not going after the Eil Ve'la'am, but that's a new thing. By the fifth tefillah, they brought the seven kvasim, and so to the power of Eilan, so Nas B'chutz was over Tomei Shabbat and Bayim. But this is what we say, that seven intact lambs, and v'shaya para oyla basar nas b'chutz, and we leave out the para oyla and the sar that was done on the outside. Yerushalem, you could say, Mishum Rebbe Akiva, they craved them Tamei Shal Shacha, because Rebbe Akiva holds that these things were brought by the Tamei Shal Shacha. You try to make them as early as possible because of Mevad Alay Saboiker, to do it in the morning. And I, because of Ovid Kiddich Siv, I delay them as much as possible. So now, of course, so that we know that the reason of the seven lambs is because they're written at the end of Parashat Pechas. And everybody has a hold that you should bring them with the Tomash Abin Abayim by the fifth tefillah. So we know automatically those two, that since they're written at the end, so therefore that they're brought with the fifth tefillah with the Tomash Abin Abayim. It's just, so why did he pick only specific kvasim and he didn't mention the para'ilo, the saranas b'chutz? That's because, since there's many machlekes on that, because l'rikiva, kula b'boik, according to Rikiva, they're all brought in the morning. One in the morning and six in the evening. So since there's so many opinions, that we mentioned that, but the truth is, it would apply by all the other two, because once we know his svara, we know that the same thing would be regarding the other ones. The next test begins with the words of the Gemara, the Bermaskal Ba'akach, Sar Hanas B'chutz. And then comes the sword that's done on the outside, Nazar. Ba'akach, Eil B'Elam, and then his ram, the ram of the people. Now, so it says, Ba'avagab Dachsiv, Ba'yetziv, Asa, Esar, Losav, Eil Asa'am, although it says that he goes and he does his ram of the people, the Kinami Nabasamach, and the Gemara of Medaik shortly that says, Yitzi Rishon, is the first time he goes out after Avoidus that are done inside. The Mashmah, it sounds like the Miyad B'Tzi Rishon, that right away when he comes out, that's the first thing that he does. Now, here Rabbi Akiva is saying that actually the Sar Hanas B'chutz of the Bereisha, because it says Mavad Chatzis Kippurim, the first thing that's done, actually the Sar that's done in the Azara, even before the El Bela'am. But you can say, this is what he's saying. Whatever is written in the Pasha Achrei Mois, nothing was done before them of the Ram and the Ram of the people. But the Sar Hanas B'chutz, like Sivasim, that's not written over there, rather written in the Sefer Bamidbar, and if it's possible that that was before the his Ram and the Ram of the people. Chinuch says about to begin with Zigmar Abit Chad Kitech Siv. That, okay, so you do one like it's written. And then you do six in Sefer Bamidbar. Now says Taisiv, if you're going to say, why you stop with the lambs? Miktsasim Babaykim, Miktsasim Arab. You do some in the morning and some in the evening. What do you mean? Yaakov Kulim Babaykim, Midech Siv Mulvad. You should bring all of them in the morning because it says Mulvad or Lasa Baik, which you have to have in the Sabin Rabin Tomashal Shacha. Now, if it's because it's written at the end, meaning in Bamidbar after Bayikra, where that's where I mentioned the seven lambs, therefore you have to have from them sacrificed in the evening. But parallel is also written there at the end, meaning in Sefer Bamidbar. And for Lachem, Akiva Babayki, and even so, we go ahead because of Malvada Lasabayki, we bring it in the morning. But I mean, we don't say, oh, they should have to divide it. Oh, that's maybe slaughtered in the morning. And she is a dumb about Kedrasa Ever, that you spray the blood and you burn it in the evening. And the Gir says either Be'imkin or Be'inami. And even if you're going to say that, okay, because it says Malvada Lasabayki, name the power oily here, Babayki. Say that the power oil should be in the morning. And because the reason that it's written at the end in Bamidbar, oh, you'll say Vakvasim Kul Ma'arab, and all the lambs should be in the evening. So why are we splitting up the seven lambs themselves to have one in the morning, and meaning whatever it is, one and six, or six and one? So it's just for something you can say is because the Krod de Mulvad, because the Pasuk of Mulvad, the Gemin Minei, which is from where we learn that, Lahakva Masafim Babaker, to go ahead and sacrifice the Masafim in the morning, Iker Tamhu, that's really the primary reason. More than the reason of the Ksivil of Besaif. Hilkach, therefore, Kalkama Shanuchalas is Babaikir and Masav and Abdin. So, whatever you can do in the morning for Masav, you're going to do. Because that's the main reason. And therefore, that's why we bring then the power oil and the Kvasim. Now, Mashum the Ksivil Masav and Besaif, but since ultimately Masav and are written all the way at the end, meaning by Midbar, Yeshlanir Ksasim and Masav and Akrab, you should leave over some Masav to bring in the evening. Never given the Mashari, Minak Kvasim ever, since you leave over from the lambs in the evening, where Lamar Shish, Lamar Chad, Sagi. According to one opinion, six. According to one, it's one. But therefore, again, that's sufficient to go ahead and leave over something for the evening. But again, because the main one is in the morning, therefore, most are brewed in the morning. Tinek says, Master, begin with Zigmar, the Kulam Amias, Chad Ailhu. But according to everyone, all the opinions mentioned over here, we're talking about only one ram. Kaman says, Zigmar, who's that like? It's Karebi. He holds that it's the same one that's written in two different places. Now, says Taisis, is the Avagav, the Rebbe Lazar, Rishim, and Nami, Abri Bryce Lel, although he's also mentioned in that Bryce, where his opinion is mentioned. Name of Akiva, that you have six that brought in Tumash HaShach, one with Tumash HaBalabayim. Now, Umashmad sounds like that he's like, although Tanai mentioned the price, that the Moitel Tanikama, that he agrees to Tanikama, the Omedel says, Elu Ela Am, which the Mashal have Ela Chadayel, which sounds like that he would also agree to that same premise, there's only one ram. The problem is, how can you say that? Rabbi Elazar Shimon is the one who disagrees with Rebbe, and he's the one who holds that there's two rams, one over here and one in Sefer Bamidbar. So it says, Shimon, you could say, is the Vadi Moitel Tanikama. Yeah, most definitely, he agrees to the Tanikama. That is the Rabbi Kiva to have a lechadayel. And according to Rabbi Kiva, there is only one ram, which is what he is saying here in Rabbi Kiva's Shita. And because Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, the Brayis, the Mashmah, the Rabbi Kiva, come on, it sounds like he's going according to Rabbi Kiva. But you're right, according to his own opinion, then he holds not like Rabbi, and he holds that it is two rams.